Weeks ago, a Senate majority approved President Trump's nomination of Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. The road to reach that vote was a bumpy one, full of partisanship, and ultimately led majority Republicans to unleash the so-called nuclear option, defanging the potential for filibusters to delay action on nominees. Vincent Bonventri is a professor at Albany Law who follows the High Court extensively. We spoke to him when Gorsuch was nominated. Vin, when we talked about the Gorsuch nomination, you mentioned how conservative and qualified he is. Did it surprise you how political this entire process was?
No, I'm not surprised at all. I mean, this is really a partisan battle. And, you know, at least for two reasons. I mean, let's be real about it. Judge Gorsuch certainly is well qualified on paper. That, of course, is very different than whether he's going to be a fair judge, a wise judge. He's going to render decisions that make sense, right? That's a completely different animal. Beyond that, you know, he's going to be a very, very socially conservative judge. That's his track record. And, of course, that's why he was nominated. The Democrats are very, very upset that they didn't get to have even a hearing on Merrick Garland. And they know that if Merrick Garland had been put on the court, you know, the ideological political balance on the court would have changed, because certainly Merrick Garland, who's not extreme, and I do think, in all fairness, Neil Gorsuch, his record is extreme. I mean, he's very gentle, he's kind, he's sweet, he's like a Boy Scout, but his record is pretty extreme. Merrick Garland's record is certainly more liberal, but he's not extreme, which is why he was well respected by both sides of the aisle. So the Democrats, you know, were very upset that Merrick Garland didn't even get a hearing. But even beyond that, they know that with Neil Gorsuch on the court, according to Neil Gorsuch's track record, he's going to be very, very politically conservative.
Is Gorsuch, even with the fact that he's more gentle and we're not expecting to hear him or expect him to write inflammatory opinions and whatnot.
That's right, he doesn't.
Yeah, but is he going to vote basically identically to the way Scalia would have?
Well, actually, the studies that have been done on his record, some of them even before he was nominated, he actually, in many of the studies, is even to the right of Justice Scalia. For example, there are cases when you look at his record, and I'm actually one of the nerds that actually has looked at his record and read his opinions, but when you actually look at them, he's extremely socially conservative. Now, some people may think that's great. Some people may not think that's great, but that is what it is. For example, you know, he voted against funding Planned Parenthood when the other members of his court said, no, it should be funded. He voted to allow the state to erect 12-foot-high crosses along the highway when the others on his court said no, that would be a violation of the wall against separation of church and state. So if you actually look at his record, I mean, he's really right wing.
The Senate invoked the so-called nuclear option, so taking down
yes.
The filibuster option. Do you expect that to affect what comes down the pike in the future as far as Supreme Court nominees? Will they no longer see a Merrick Garland even floated because he's too moderate?
Why even bother? I mean, the extent to which presidents want to nominate justices to the Supreme Court who really are blind ideologues, which both Republicans and Democratic presidents have done for the last several decades. Now, where if you have the Democrats in control of the Senate, a Democratic president doesn't need to nominate somebody who even one Republican thinks is qualified. And when the Republicans run the Senate, a Republican president won't even have to worry about getting even one Democratic vote. So, I mean, this allows presidents to nominate justices who are even more extreme than who they've been nominating in the last several decades again.
Vincent Bonventri of the University of Albany Law School. He is our Supreme Court expert. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Steve.